Well, the theme today, as I've said, is very much about shepherds and shepherding and gates. And you might see later where gates fit in. Over there. And talk to you from here. I come from, I'm actually a member at Broxbourne Church, but I come from officially Cheshunt URC, which is where I'm leader now. And we used to have gates at the front of the church, a great big iron, I think probably metal, definitely, fence right across the front of the church with a gate for the sideway and two great big gates for the front. And it looked like Fort Knox, at least to me. I think for people that had been there for years and years, they felt it was their security. Well, we had countless church meetings to discuss what should we do about the front of the church. And eventually, God worked his way, and the gates and the fence have now gone. And we are open to the high road, we're open to the community. We've put out some nice planters with flowers in them. And everybody says, oh, wow, actually, it was a good idea. Gateless, which was great. I wonder if your church here ever had any gates. Yes, it did. Yeah. And at some stage, they must have gone, presumably. There are the gates still there. That side, were there any gates ever? Right, because of the road, yeah. And I wonder if before that maybe there were any gates. There were, yeah, historically there were gates there. Because you know about the history of the church, don't you? Yeah. So somebody at some time must have chosen to take those away. Yeah. I think gates are interesting, aren't they? There must at one time have been a gate on my house because there's a gate post, but there's no gate. Sometime in history, it went. I'd like to show you some pictures of gates, see what you think about gates. So we'll just go through one by one, Tom. Here's a gate. What do you think of this gate? Nice? Useful? Sorry? Well, that's true. That is true. It's a sort of gate. Yeah. When you're out on a walk and you meet one of you, climb over it. Yeah. It's really a typical farm gate, that one, isn't it? But quite attractive. And the next one, Tom? Yeah. Anybody got one of these, a garden gate? Yes? Again, quite useful. But I know when I'm delivering things, I'm always careful to shut the gate if it was shut. Leave it open if it was open. Sometimes they're a bit cranky and you have problems with them. Rather nice again. Tom, next one. How about these? This is in, I think, an area of natural beauty. And they've obviously made the gates to try and fit in with the environment. Again, quite useful, I would guess. And quite pretty. How about those? Anybody got gates like those? Those. They're very ornate, aren't they? And it makes you wonder if it goes past the practicality of a gate. Next one, Tom. How about that one? I think those are quite amazing. Somebody spent a lot of time designing those, haven't they? But again, they fit in with the nature. And here's your typical church gate. Again, quite useful if you want to keep people out or if you want to let people in. Next one, Tom. There's a nice little wrought iron, I would guess. Gate. Most of these gates you'll see are either made of wood or some sort of metal. And next one, Tom. There's a big metal one. And a name on it. Looks more like a security gate, doesn't it? Definitely want to keep you out, I think, that one. And this one, which is a park gate, as far as I know. And there are some amazing gates on the parks in London, aren't there? Really ornate. Massive. You wonder why they have to be so big sometimes. And the next one? Again, incredibly ornate and decorative. Decorative gate, and probably cost an awful lot of money to make gates like that. So, Tom, here we go. This is a typical Middle Eastern gate in biblical times. And the gate is the shepherd. And he is the one that acts as the gate. So he lets people or sheep in or out. And his is the type of gate we're going to be thinking about today.